The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Harrington, high guard, throws a right, throws a left, then the jab, last few seconds, Kerry Harrington from Dublin, double Olympic champion! Incredible!
Kelly Harrington has entered Irish Olympic history by winning her second back-to-back gold medal. It brings Team Ireland's medal tally to 7, 4 gold and 3 bronze, making it the country's most successful Olympic Games. President Michael D. Higgins congratulated Harrington, describing her victory as a truly remarkable achievement. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said the nation could not be prouder, adding that Harrington was an inspiration. Family and friends of Harrington celebrated her victory in the boxer's native Portland Row in North Dublin. From Paris, Darren Frehill reports.
Kelly Harrington is the toast of Paris as last night she became a 2-time gold medalist at the Olympic Games. She beat Wenglu Yang of China on a split decision, the Dubliner winning the first 2 rounds, but her opponent stormed back into the contest in the third. Harrington becomes the first female Irish athlete to win multiple gold medals at this level in Ireland's most successful games ever. Team Ireland is on a roll, so why stop now? Today, another busy day. Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow begin the golf competition. Jack Woolley competes in the taekwondo. Finn Lynch competes in the medal race and the dinghy. And we have 6 Irish athletes running in the Stade de France throughout the day, among them Rashida Adeleke, who competes in the semi-finals of the 400 metres this evening. She runs in the semi-final 1 at 7:45 Irish time. Live coverage across the RTE platforms. Darren Frehill, RTE News in Paris.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland has said it's investigating a racially motivated attack on a young boy in Belfast yesterday evening as a hate crime. The boy received what the police described as a minor facial injury. Officers said the attack took place after a large group of young people began throwing eggs at a supermarket on the Falls Road. They said the young boy was assaulted by up to 10 youths. The PSNI said it was one of several racially motivated crimes it was investigating. Last night, the PSNI said a car was hijacked by a group of masked men on Fingal Street and driven into a building on Woodvale Road. 3 men were arrested after officers responded to reports that masked men were smashing windows of a premises in Rathlin Street. The incident came amid scenes of disorder in Belfast in recent days. In the United States, the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, has campaigned for the first time with her newly selected running mate Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. At a rally in Philadelphia, Mr. Walz said it was an honour to be chosen for the ticket and attacked his Republican Party rivals Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, calling them creepy and weird. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
In the capital of the crucial battleground state of Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris presented America with her vice presidential pick, the governor of a Midwestern state, a farm boy turned soldier turned teacher who became a Democrat politician in a Republican voting constituency. She's hoping he can connect with the kind of small town, middle class, middle of the road Americans who don't care for the extremes. In a packed sports hall, Walz certainly delivered for a partisan crowd, his smiling avuncular style and Midwestern plain speaking allowing him to land some heavy blows on Donald Trump and J.D. Vance without appearing nasty. But one of the biggest cheers from the crowd came when he turned to the issue of abortion and reproductive rights, telling the Republican Party, "Mind your own damn business." Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
This morning will be cloudy with scattered showers. It'll become drier and brighter in most areas as the day goes on. Cloud will increase in the southwest, where there'll be patchy light rain or drizzle by evening. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 20 degrees.